So this is a kind of test, in as much as I'm recording this for the first time on my HTC phone whilst driving home from Matlock in Derbyshire back to Liverpool. And I haven't used the HTC phone for recording audio booze. Previously I've used an iPhone and iPod Touch, but I recently stepped away from the iPhone and got myself a HTC Desire, mainly so I could play around with Android and get my head around it, and because my contract was up, and because even though I loved the iPhone and I love the apps, I don't like the restrictions that are placed upon you, and so far I'm loving the Android. But having said that, there's a lot of apps which were available on the iPhone which were not available on the Android platform, and one of them was Audioboo. Now, I was driving to work this morning and I was listening to the Chris Moyles show, and they mentioned the fact that they were starting an Audioboo for the Chris Moyles show, and I've kind of looked at the Audioboo website a couple of times over the last couple of months, and I've noticed that more and more broadcast services are taking it up as their podcast medium, as an alternative to podcasting, or as another way of podcasting. Absolute Radio and Sky and the likes, and then when Chris Moyles, or not, it wasn't Chris Moyles, it was Alid on the Chris Moyles show mentioned it, I was kind of sceptical, because I read between the lines when I listen to Radio 1, and when they talk about things, and they talk about how much they like a song, or they're into a service, or whatever it is, you know that there's the corporate line, which Chris quite often talks about, and I wondered whether the Audioboo was part of this corporate identity that they're trying to push forward, and whether we'll see like an official Chris Moyles Audioboo emblazoned over the Audioboo website. And that sort of intrigue got me thinking about what their Audioboo would be like, and I wanted to subscribe to it, but obviously without having the iPhone I couldn't do so. So I did a quick search on the Android marketplace, and sure enough there's now an Android Audioboo app, which is fantastic. So it means I can get back into sending audioboos, which I look forward to doing so. And so hence this test. This is me posting an audioboo from my phone, and hopefully I'll be using this more and more. I really do like this service. I think it's got a lot of potential. I also like the new messaging concept of being able to respond to audioboos. Not expecting anyone to respond to this audioboo, because I don't have a small community of people listening to it. But maybe in the future, my friends might get onto this, and then it might be our preferred way of discussing ideas. We'll see. Or maybe my peripheral friends. Maybe the friends which I don't know, because that's the thing. Would this be the preferred way to talk to people you don't know, maybe, as opposed to people you know? Because people you know, you tend to speak to on the phone, or leave voicemail. One for me to think about. One for us to think about. One for the world to think about. Okay, I'll speak to you again. Bye-bye.